This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's been a smooth fall across most of Iowa, with combines running steady and fields opening up early. Harvest went about as well as anyone could hope for, but that does not mean the season was without its challenges. Disease pressure was the biggest story in 2025, especially with southern rust making one of its rare appearances across the state. Even so, farmers are already turning their attention to what they can do now to set up stronger soybeans for 2026, and residue management is near the top of that list. We're going to talk with the folks at DeKalb AgriGrow next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
In East Central Iowa, DeKalb AgriGrow technical agronomist Lance Getch says the theme of this past season has been very familiar. While yields were solid, emergence consistency in soybeans varied from one field to the next, and much of that came back to residue. Getch says when corn residue isn't broken down properly or seed placement falls right into those old stalk rows, soybeans have a tough time getting out of the ground evenly. That delay, he says, can carry through the entire growing season and quietly cut into yield.
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges I saw this year, and it's been similar to the previous few years too, is just managing residue to get the soybean seed in the right place so it can emerge successfully. And I think one of the biggest challenges is a lot of the seed has been placed in with the corn residue from the previous year. So you get really variable emergence happening in several fields, which can be a challenge. So there's many different ways to maybe approach that, and it is a challenge. So I don't know if there's the perfect answer, but I know a lot of guys will do some tillage on their farms. And generally, I would say I prefer fall tillage. If you're doing vertical till in the fall, it really sizes the residue pretty nicely as well. Some of the concerns I have with some of the spring tillage is when we get some of those pounding rains and the soil has just been tilled up, it can create a bit of a crust. And then if it's followed by if we get a heat wave and we have some heat, it can really kind of bake that crust. And it's a challenge for that seed to get up through that. So I guess my preference, and everyone has different soil types, is I like the fall tillage. It helps break things down throughout the wintertime and early spring. So that'd be my preference. And then a second piece is, go out there and check when you're planting that you have the right angle. I know generally we're planting soybeans at an angle, and every time that row crosses over an old corn row, check to see where that seed is placed. Is it being placed in the soil and having good seed-soil contact, or is it being placed in residue? Sometimes you'll see some hairpinning is what we call it, when the seed is pushed down into the residue, and it can take weeks for that seed to imbibe enough water to germinate. So sometimes checking that angle, I've seen some guys try to split the rows with corn and plant in the middle. That can be a way to avoid having the issues of planting the seed into the residue.
Getch says that small adjustments to tillage timing and planting angle can make a major difference in stand establishment next year. His advice for growers is to plan those changes now while the 2025 lessons are still fresh in your head. We'll have more with Lance Getch from AgriGrow coming up later on in Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.